Today's daf is Brachas Daf Memhei, and we are at the top of Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, the beginning of a new perek, the seventh perek of Masechtas Brachas, another classic perek, perek Shloisha Sha'achla. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alisa. So perek Shloisha Sha'achla deals with the halachos of Birchas Hamazon, additionally with the halachos of Zimon. In other words, Rabbi Yisai Mevelim Benchen. So Birchas Hamazon, as we've seen several times, is a mitzvah da'iraisa. The pasuk says, regarding Eretz Yisrael, Eretz chito sa'oira v'gefen u'te'ena v'rimoin, Eretz zeh shemun u'dvash. Eretz asheloi b'meskenus toicha bo'lechem le'sechzer kolba. And then the pasuk says, v'yochalta v'savata u'veirachta sa'ashem alikecha ala oretz ha'toiv ha'ashen asanlach. V'yochalta v'savata, you will eat these peiros shenishtabchu b'hen Eretz Yisrael, if you will be satisfied, it's clear in the pasuk that there's a mitzvah sase da'iraisa after a person eats, with the condition that he's visavata, he's full, to be mekayim uveirachdas Hashem alekecha, to thank Hashem. This is the chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon. We saw the achleikis Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether the pasuk v'yachalta v'savato v'erachto as Hashem Elokecha is only going back on the last thing that was mentioned in the psukim. Eretz asheloi b'meskenus toicha b'alechem. So it's only after you eat bread, if it's v'yachalta v'savato, then v'erachto as Hashem Elokecha. Or perhaps it's going back, like Rabbi Gamliel holds, to Eretz chito sa'ira v'gefen v'te'ena v'rimayin zei shemen u'dvash. And that would mean that there's a chiyuv Birchas Hamazon for all Shivas Aminim. Rabbi Gamliel holds all Shivas Aminim. The Chachamim says only Lechem. We, of course, passing like the Chachamim, and it's for that reason that only after we eat bread is there a chi of Birchas Hamazon Midday Raisa. Midday Raisa, Birchas Hamazon is made up of three brachas. The first bracha, Hazan, Noidalacha, Uvenei Yerushalayim, Rakodesh, Bimher Biyameinu, as the Gemara is going to mention in the coming dafin. Chamu and Mesakin, a fourth bracha, what we know as the bracha of Hatoiv Ametim. But the early part of the parak is going to deal less with the halachas of Birchas Hamazon and more with the halachas of Zimun. So what exactly is Zimun? If somebody sits down to eat by himself, he benches. Two people, bench. If three people are eating together, so there's a halacha that the three people should bench together. And that's essentially what Zimun is. Zimun is that, why should three people thank Hashem individually? Let's come together in unison, yachtov, ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, and let's thank Hashem for the food that we ate. So essentially, when we make a mezumin, what we're doing is, we're saying that instead of each one of us individually praising Hashem, let's do it together. Nevarech Elokeinu she'achalnu mishalayim. Let's come together and let's bench Hashem. And what do we respond? Baruch Elokeinu she'achalnu mishalayim v'tuvei chayinu. Which is the idea of what Zimun is. So Zimun is just collecting and taking individual people, and rather than have them make brachas by themselves, similar to what a minyan does, what a Zimun does is it takes the people that are benching and it brings them all together. It's interesting that once upon a time, when people would bench b'mezumen, it wasn't just Rabbi Yisai Mevelim Benchen, Nevarech She'achalnu Mishalayim, Baruch She'achalnu Mishalayim, V'tuv V'chayinu. But rather, one person would bench, and he would be Moitzi everybody else. We'll see that in the Gemara. And this is the way it was once upon a time. There are people that still have that minig. It's the minig Hagra. So people that follow the minhagim of the Gra, that's what they do. So if you're benching by yourself, or if two people are benching, there's no Zimun. Everybody does his own thing. But once there's a Zimun, one person's might see everybody else. And if you think about what Zimun represents, it makes a lot of sense. Because the concept of Zimun is, let's do it together. So what brings that out more than one person being the Mevarech, everybody else listening? It's literally one bracha that all three people are somehow playing a role in. The reason we don't do it that way today is already brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Nochin hadavar, shekol echon me'amesubin yoymer belachash im ha-Mevarech, kol bracha u'bracha, va'afilu ha-chasimus. The proper way to bench today is that even if there's a mezamen, and the mezamen is talking louder than everybody else, as we'll see in a moment, but everybody else should help mit, and everybody should say it by themselves. The reason, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Brura, is because once upon a time, people were able to have proper kavana. They had proper kavana, so one person would be moitzi, everybody would benching. How would you be yoitza with the person that's being moitzi you? By listening to what he said. But today, we don't trust people that they're going to have the proper kavana. So it's for that reason, this is not something that we do. Stating that, the Mishnah Brura says, says that there's one thing that you do have to be careful of, and that is the al kol panim yizaru loy mar imay belachash bracha rishayna. At the very least, it's very important that the mevarich bench louder, you bench quietly, but together with the mevarich. That's the point. The ilav hachi laharbe poiskim loy mikri zimun. A lot of people do that. A lot of people. Shaloi kedin hey noisin, says the Mishnah Berurah. What they're doing is wrong. El amivarech tzarich levarech bracha rishayna al kaponim bekorom kidei sheyishmu habesubim. Now, whereas once upon a time you would just listen, not even utter a word. Today the heim yoimru belach hashimoy mila b'mila v'rak b'siyum habracha yaktimu l'sayim kidei sheyanu amin k'meishak kasev rama. But either way, says the Mishnah Berurah, the perfect zimun would be that it's one benching that everybody somehow has a chelik in. Unfortunately, because we don't trust people having the proper kavana today, so we don't like that. So instead, everybody should say mit. The problem, Mishnah Berurah says, is what happened was today, because everybody's mentioning, so you just say, Rabbi Simon Benchim, Baruch Shechal, everybody does their own thing. That's not what Zimun is. The whole idea of Zimun is bench together. That's the whole point. So now you're not benching together, you're doing your own thing. So how do you bench together? The Mevarich says it b'kol ram, everybody says it quietly, the Katchilo, the whole benching should be that way. But the Abed, which is the Minig, is at least the first bracha, the Mevarich should say b'kol ram, and as it relates to everything else, that already you could do your own thing. So Zimun is Nevarich Shachanu Mishaloi, Baruch Shachanu Mishaloi v'tuvei chayinu. Ideally, one person would be Mevarich, everybody else would just listen quietly. We don't live in an ideal world, so the next best thing is that at the very least, the first bracha, the Mevarich should say it, b'kol ram, everybody else should continue b'lachash. But what's Rabbi Simon Velen benching all about? How come when you start benching, you start off, Rabbi Simon Velen benching, Rabbi Simon Nevarich? Where does that come from? That's not the Zimun itself. The Zimun is Nevarich Shechalnu Mishalei V'tuvei Chayinu. Where does that come from? So the Mishnah Berurah already brings in Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. He says that the makar to this is in the Zohar HaKadosh. B'zoyar hisiru loymar b'thiv koydim berchas ha-mazoyin tein lanu ha-kois v'nevarech. Oy, bo'u nevarech. L'fi. She'kol dovesh ha-bikdusha tzarech hazmano b'peh. Anytime you say any dovesh ha-bikdusha, you need to prepare yourself. Oy v'lasi yasoy. And the Zohar gives an above my pay grade pshat. K'dei lahamshech ha-kdusha. I looked it up inside. Sitrachra. There's a lot of things there that very Zohar-dik. But the point is, it's brought down in halacha, and this is definitely the Minig Yisrael, that the idea of saying Rabbi Simon Velen Benchin is that being that you're about to say a Dovah Shepik Tusha, so a Dovah Shepik Tusha is Tzarech Hazmanu Bepeh. You have to prepare yourself for the Dovah Shepik Tusha. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Umizen Noya Gin Loimer Beloshen Ashkenaz, Rabbi Simon Mir Velen Benchin, Vehein Oinem Yishem Hashem Mevorech, Meata Ve'adoilam. This is all in the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis. So what's the Makar to Rabbi Simon Velen Benchin? It's not the Zimun. The Zimun itself is Nevarich Shachan Mishloi Baruch Shachan Mishloveicha. You know, look at Chila, the way we just mentioned it. Rabbi Simon Velen Benchin is just we're preparing ourselves mentally right now to go to a certain place. We're about to bench Hashem. It's something that requires some sort of hazmana. You need to prepare yourself for it. This is the way you prepare yourself for it. The obvious question is, how come we only do this by benching? Why is it anytime you do a mitzvah, you should say, Rabbi Sai Mevelin Shokol and Dolulav, or Rabbi Sai, right, we're going to light Hanukkah, Rabbi Sai, we're about to put on tefillin. Why is it dafka when it comes to the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, for some reason here, Rabbi Sai Mevelin benching? This is something that everybody does, by other mitzvahs not. As if it's miyuchet to benching, I understand. It's clearly not miyuchet to benching. The Zohar says it's related to kol davar shebikdusha. That's his lashon. The Sitra Achra is involved in other mitzvahs also. So why is this something that's true only when it comes to Birchas HaMazon? So the Aruch HaShulchan asks this kasha, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, and I think the reason is as follows. Because every time you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. And he says the bracha itself plays a double role. Number one, it's the bracha, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but it also acts as the hazmana. This is the declaration, we're preparing ourselves, we're not just going to do a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, we're going to prepare ourselves to do a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. The problem is, benching is in and of itself a bracha. So being that benching is in and of itself a bracha, so you're going to make a bracha on the bracha? You don't do that. So over here you don't have a bracha. So over here you need to make some sort of declaration. So what's the declaration? Rabbi Simon Velen Benchin. But the point is, other mitzvahs, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you mekayim it in other ways. The The way you mekayim it is by making the bracha. But the question is still not 100% answered, because there are mitzvahs where you don't make a bracha. The avudram with the mafteach and all the raid that we've been talking about the last week or so. So what about mitzvahs that you don't make a bracha on? So I think the obvious tzushtal to this, we're not going to go into this now, but the obvious tzushtal to this is a famous tshuva from the Noid of Yehuda. So we've spoken out a few famous tshuvas from the Noid of Yehuda recently. This might be the most famous. And this is in Yeridei Kama. It's Simen Tzadeh Gimel. It's Be'inyan Amiris L'Shem Yichud. Where the Noid of Yehuda, Ki Yodua, was not very fond of the minhag to say L'Shem Yichud before you do certain mitzvahs. And he quotes from Sifrei Kabbalah, and he says things ayin sham, but he says that, you know, he read and he's seen in Svarim that the reason you're supposed to say L'Shem Yichud is because you don't just run into a mitzvah. Because you have to, such a concept, Rabbi Simon Velen mentioned, it's a Dovashah Bekdusha, and you have to prepare yourself. You don't just do it. So it says, the Noid of Yehuda, I don't think that's a reason to come up with a whole Nusach of L'Shem Yichud, something that in history, Tzadikim, Tanam, Amiram, he said, for sure never said. So you say, how then are you Mekayim this in you? So he says one of two ways. Either you make a bracha, and then he said, the chol dover she'ein bracha lefaneh. So he mamash asks this kasha, ani noyeg loymer b'fi, I have a minik, hinini oisei dover zeh, l'kaya mitzvahs boiri u'bezeh dai ve'ein tzorich yoiser. He says you don't need more than that. Either way, so maybe the l'shem yichud would serve as the rabbi Simon Velen mentioned. This nusach of the Noid of Yehuda, hinini oisei dover zeh, l'kaya mitzvahs boiri, regardless, perek shloisha she'achlo, another geshmak of perek with a lot of raid, is going to talk about laws related to Birchas HaMazon, laws related to Zimun, some Haggadah to Gemara, Zok to Mishnah, Shloisha she'achlo kach, three people that eat together, chayov and lezamin, they have an obligation not just to bench, but to bench together. Rashi, lehizdamein yachad letziruf brocha beloshin rabim kengoy nevarit. Right, that's the idea of Zimun. Not three people individually benching, but benching together. Achal d'may, what if somebody ate d'may? He said, d'may is pears that you buy from Nama Oris, which midday rice you don't have to give chumas and maestras from, because roiv ame ya'aretz ma'asrim, but the Chachamim said, you do have to give chumas and maestras. So what if somebody eats d'may, which means he violated an issa d'rabbanon? So you would think that, being that it's an achilas iser, on some level, maybe he can't be mitzarif to a zimun. The answer is he can. Umaiser rishon should not lose chumas. If somebody eats maiser rishon, as long as chumas maiser was given from it, so it's not tevel, that achilas mitzarif for brichas hazimun. Maiser sheni vehektish and iftar. So maiser sheni and hektish can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you can, as long as you're paid it. You have to transfer the kedusha from the maiser sheni to the hektish onto something else. The something else will be eaten in Yerushalayim, or will be used to buy something that will be eaten in Yerushalayim, and now you could eat the Maisa Sheni and the Hektish Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So if you're eating Maisa Sheni and Hektish Chutz L'Yerushalayim, if you applied it, then that type of achila is mitzarif hazimun. What about the waiter? So the infamous waiter from the previous staff, where if your hands are dirty, you wipe it on the waiter. So what about the waiter? Could he be mitzarif hazimun? So if he eats a kezayis, he could be mitzarif hazimun. V'hakuti mezamnen olav. Additionally, a kuti could also be mitzarif. So every time you see the word kuti in a Mishnah, in a Brisa, in a Gemara, so you have to ask yourself two questions. Number one, are we going according to the mandama that holds kutim geiri emes, or are we going according to the mandama that holds kutim geiri arayas? Additionally, you have to ask yourself, is this pre-chulin davav, or is this post-chulin davav? Because the Gemara says in chulin davav that even the mandama that held kutim geiri emes, rameir, etc., even they agreed that there was a before and after. The later batei dinim in Klal Yisrael were goyza that all kutim should have a din of a non-Jew. This Mishnah clearly holds kutim geiri emes, and it's clearly going pre-chulin davav. Because if a kuti is a non-Jew, how could it be mitzarif lezim? So the Mishnah just gave it a few examples of things that you would have had a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, maybe can't be included in zimun. Meaning, if you ate d'may, maybe you're not included. If you're a kuti, maybe you're not mitzarif lezimun. The chiddush of the Mishnah is you are. The Gemara will explain what the chiddush of all these things are. Ochal tevel ma'aser rishon shuvah, not the shuvah say. What if somebody ate tevel, or he ate ma'aser rishon from which he didn't give truma, which is also tevel, ma'aser sheni vehektish lo niftu, or somebody ate ma'aser sheni and hektish that he wasn't poyed, v'ashamish ochal pachas megazayas, or you're a waiter and you ate less than a gazayas, v'hanochri or a sheketz ain mezam than all of these people don't count as part of the zimun. Noshim va'avodim uktanim. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Ad kama mezamne. How much does a person have to eat in order for him to count for a zimun? Ad kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ad kebeya. Says the Gemara. What's the makar to zimun? And specifically, to the first line of the Mishnah, first line of the Perek, and that is shloisha she'achlo. Meaning zimun apparently requires a minimum of three. So what's the makar to this concept? Three people? Oh, now you can't do your own thing. Now it has to be like Rashi said. We have to be mizdamein yachad letziruf bracha b'loshen rab. What's the makar to this? Amar Avasi the makro. Gadlu Hashem iti uneroy memashma yachdev. David HaMelech said this in Tehillim. He said Gadlu. That's a lashon rabin. So he's talking to at least two people. Gadlu. Let's be megadol Hashem iti together with me. So David HaMelech is iti, he's one. Gadlu is talking to two people together. In the Rebbe Moshe Yachdov. So you see, there's an idea of three people praising Hashem together. Rabbi Vohu Mehacha, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydel Elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said this. He said, Kishem Hashem Ekro, when I'm going to pronounce Hashem's name, Havu Goydel, you, Lashon Rabbin, Leilekeinu. So again, there's an idea of three. David, Moshe, Amir, Rav, Chanan, Bar, Abba, Minay, Loin, Amir, Shlai, Yagbi, Kali, Yisif, and Amavarech. Parenthetically, how do you know that if you're going to say Amen to a bracha, so the one that says Amen, even though there's a mila to say Amen really, really loud, but you shouldn't say Amen louder than the person making the bracha. Shenemar, Gadlu, Hashem, Iti, Unerayma, Moshemai, Yachtov. Together, and together suggests we should be at the same pitch. Amir, Rav, Shem, Ben, Paz, Minay, Shainam, Atari, Rashad, Lagbi, Kali, Yisif, and Akar. So once upon a time, when the Balkari would lane, on Shabbos, from a Sefer Torah, he had a Metargim, somebody that would translate into Aramaic, whatever language they spoke, the words of the Torah. In the middle of laning, laning was clearly longer, but during laning, there was someone who jumped. There was the Balkaira, and there was the Metargim. So Rishu Ben Pazi said, how do you know that the Metargim is not allowed to talk louder than the Balkaira? And Emar, so learned that from the following pasuk, Moshe Yadaber, Valikim, Yanenu Bekot. She'in Talmud Levi Bekot. The context over there is Parshas Yisroi. It's Maimed Har Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the was talking to Moshe, and Moshe repeated what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And it said, the Holy Kim Yanenu Bekoil. She'in Talmud Levi Bekot. The word Bekot seems to be extra. Ma Talmud Levi Bekot. Why does it say Bekot? Bekoil Loishal Moshe. To show that Moshe and Hashem were speaking at the same pitch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balkaira, so to speak. Moshe is the Metargim, so to speak. It's Bekoil, they're speaking at the same pitch. This is the Megartayinami. Hochi in a Metargim, Rashoi, like Bia, Koiloi, Yoisim, and Akoiri. The Metargim is not allowed to talk louder than the Koiri. Even if you have to show the Metargim, like Bia, Koiloi, Kinegat, Akoiri. What if the Metargim has a weak voice and he can't even talk as loud as the Balkaira? So then the halacha is, Yemaich, Akoiri, Koiloi, Yikos. And the Balkaira has to laid a little bit lower, a little quieter, so like this. The point is they have to be on the same plane. Shnayim she'achlu ka'achas. So the Mishnah says, Shloisha she'achlu ka'achas, chayovim mazam. So three people that eat together, you have a mazumin, say you bench together. What about two people? What if you have two people that are eating together? Not three, two. Says the Gemara. Pligi Rav, Rav Yechon's machloikis, between the gedoyle, gedoyle, gedoyle amirah. Rav on the one hand, and Rabbi Yechon on the other hand. Chadoma once said, we don't know who said what. We'll see about that later in the Gemara. But once said, Imratu lezamim mezamim, that if they want to do zimum, they can't. I mean, they're not obligated to. The Mishnah said shloisha. But if they want to, they could. The Chadoma, the other one said, Imratu lezamim e mezamim. No. One said, two can, they just don't have to. The other one said, two cannot. The Mishnah said, shloisha chulkachas chayovim lezamim. It sounds like shloisha in shnayim loy. Doesn't sound like from the Mishnah, only three people could do zimum, but two people can't do zimum. So the Gemara says, no, hasam chayva hacharishos. Mishnah says Shloisha she'achlu ka'achas chayovim. Emphasis on chayovim lazame. It doesn't say only three people can do zimun. It says three people are obligated to do zimun. Maybe two people can. Maybe not. Hence the machlokes. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. One said they can. The other said they can't. But it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is discussing the obligation. We know two are not obligated. We want to know if two can do it or they cannot do it. Tashma from a Mishnah later in the parish. If you have three people eating together, one person's not allowed to go off on his own and bench. Why? Because he's breaking the zimun. Shloisha in shnayim lohoi. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha, it's a very geshmaka question. Why? Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that two people can't do zimun, so if you have three people eating together, one person goes off on his own, so he just broke the zimun. But if you're going to tell me two people can anyways do zimun, so why is it not okay for the one person to bench by himself? He's going to break the zimun? No, he's not. If they want to do zimun, they can do it anyways. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Dekavlu Bechayve Meikara. Says Rashi, that it's poshet that maybe two people could do zimun as well. However, if two people are mezamein, they're doing a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do. If three people are mezamein, they're doing a mitzvah that they are obligated to do. If this one person who was one of the three benched by himself, even if it's true that the two remaining people can bench, but they're going to bench in a way where they're not mechuyif to bench. And we know, says Rashi, the rule. Gadol ha-metzuvah v'oisa, yoisa v'misha ena metzuvah v'oisa. So if that's the case, what they're doing is they're downgrading qualitatively the zimun. You're breaking a mitzvah va'isa de gazimon, and you're making it into an ena mitzvah va'isa de gazimon. That's a problem. So the reason this person can't bench by himself is not because if he benches by himself, there won't be a zimon. There will be a zimon. The problem is it won't be the same level of zimon. And being that it won't be the same level of zimon, that in and of itself is an issue. If there was a waiter and he was waiting for two people, he was being a waiter for two people. So the halacha is he's allowed to eat together with them, meaning so again, clearly this was a very bureaucratic system. If the waiter wants to sit down and, you know, do you mind making some room, you know, he parks himself at your table when you're having dinner, so that's something that was very not okay. There's a certain protocol. It was not okay for him to do it. However, if the waiter's serving you dinner for two and he sees, oh, there's two chevra, I want to join you, like this you'll have a zimun. So that's something he's allowed to do. So but if I eat with you, you have a mezumen. What happens if there were three people? Then he's not allowed to sit down with them. Why? Because they have a zimun with Adam. Now what do you see from here? You see two people can't be mezamen. Because if two people can be mezamen, what's the shamash's time? No, I'm going to sit with you, I'm going to join your meal. It's like this, you'll have a zimun. We have a zimun anyways. Elamai, two people can't be mezamen. Is the same Teresh. No, the Shamash has a right to sit down so that these two people will now be three people, so they won't just be able to bench Bezimun, they'll be mechuyev to bench Bezimun. What's the difference? So Rashi says, Simtzveitemol, the God of Mitzvah Voisa. So again, you're going to be upgraded to a Zimun of Mitzvah Voisa, which is Yoiser, Mimisha, and Mitzvah Voisa. Toshma, Noshe, Mizamnois La'atzmon, Va'avode, Mizamnin La'atzmon. Women, if they want, they can come together, they can make their own zimun. Avodim can do the same thing. Nashim avodim iktanim, and ratu lezamen, if they want to participate with other people's zimun, in mezam. It says the Gemara, v'ha me'a nashi, ketrei gavri damyon. Women, the Gros Gir says, even if they're 100, meaning more than 100 as well, 100 women are the equivalent of two men. So this line shouldn't be taken out of context. The point is that as it relates to zimun, women are not mechuyev in zimun. So meaning that they're not mechuyev in zimun, even if you have 100 women sitting together and they want to make a nevarich elikeinu shalchal mishaloi, they're an enemet sov v'aisa, because they're not mechuyev in zimun. So they're like two people on the tzad, that maybe two people could be mezamin, so it'd be the equivalent of women. But what's the bottom line? What do you see from here? That there's a musig of einer mitzvah va'oisa de gezimun. Because v'ktani nashim mezamnis la'atzmon, va'avada mezamnin la'atzmon. So the Gemara is saying that if you see women could be mezamin, even though not mechuyev, so you say meres, even where there's no obligation for zimun, it's okay. Al derech einer mitzvah va'oisa. So why should two people be any different? What would be the tzad that two people shouldn't be able to be mezamen? Because maybe you're only mezamen if you're mechuyev to be mezamen. If you're not mechuyev to be mezamen, you can't be mezamen. But you see already from women and avodim that are potter from zimun, yet if they want to be mezamen, they can. So l'chura says the Gemara, two men should be like 100 women. 100 women are not obligated to do zimun, yet they can. So maybe two men should also be able to, says the Gemara. Shani hasam dekadeh. So it's very different. The reason we're not sure whether two men can be mezamen is not because we're debating whether you could do zimun when you're not obligated to do zimun. That's not the crux of the question. Whether there's a concept of eina mitzvah v'oisa when it comes to zimun. Why not? A woman doesn't have to take dalamina, but if she wants to, she can. A woman maybe doesn't have to daven, but if she wants to, she can. There's so many halachas where a person's an eina mitzvah v'oisa. That's where Reb Chanina said his rule. Gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yoisa m'sheina mitzvah v'oisa. Reb Yosef was a summa. If summa was potam in ha-mitzvah, he would have done mitzvahs anyways. He just would have gotten schalak eina mitzvah v'oisa. So there's no reason to assume that you can't do zimun as an eina mitzvah v'oisa. What was the question then? Whether two people could be mezamen or can't be mezamen. The question is, does zimun inherently require three people? Gadol Hashem itu in the Rebbe Mashma Yachtov, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydol Alekeinu, or perhaps it doesn't inherently require three people. And maybe two people could also be mezamen. So Shani Hasem Dikadeus, in the case of the women, you have 100 women, you have the people. It's just a question of Eina Mitzvah Voisa. So Mechatei, so you shouldn't have the halach of Eina Mitzvah Voisa. The question over here is where you don't have the deos. Hasam ikudeus, hachalekudeus. That's the point. So we hear that's the question. Two people, is that dead on arrival as far as zimun goes or not? That was the question. But the Gemara says, and Nashim avodim and ratzu lezamen emezamen. Nashim avodim, if they want to contribute to a zimun, they can. Amai loy va ikudeus. If their deos are deos,
Meaning the Gemara understood that 100 women are literally like two men. It's two. They don't count as three. So the Gemara says, now you're telling me they really count. They're just not mechuyev in zibun. As opposed to two men, where you're missing in deyos. You don't have enough people. But the Gemara says, if they count, if they're deyos, why can't they be mitzvahed to a regular zimun? So the Gemara says, shani hasam mishum pritzus. That's because of pritzus. It has nothing to do with halacha. Testayim the rav, the omer, and ratzul lezam, and emezam. So again, we had a machloikis between rav and rav Yochanan. Two people, if they want to do zimun, they're not obligated to. The Mishnah said, shloisha sha'achlu ka'achas chayovim lezamin. Clearly implying that two people do not have to. What if the two people want to? Can they be mezamin? Or can they not be mezamin? So we don't know who held what. Rav held one way, Rabbi Yochanan held another way. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out now who held what. This time, Rav Damon Ratzel Zamin mezamin. I think we have it right that Rav is the one that holds that two can't do zimun. Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Send the name of Rav. Shlosh Shachlu Kachas. Three people that ate together. V'yotza Echem Yem L'shok. And then one of them left. Koyrim Loi. So you can call them. Or call him, umizam nenolav, and he's going to count for the zimun. Now it sounds like time of the kairin loy. You have to call him. Haloi kairin loy. But if you don't call him, loy, then you're not going to be able to do zimun. Now, if Rav holds that shnayim, even though they're not obligated to do zimun, but they can do zimun, so why do you have to be kairin loy? It sounds like the only way you could do zimun if one person leaves is if you call him. What do you have to call him for? Marsha shani hasan ikfuluhu bechayve meikara. Being that over there they started off eating as three, so if they started off eating as three, now there's an obligation to make it work with three. And that's why kairin loy. But if two people would start eating together, there would be okay. So you have no raya what Rav holds from Rav's statement, el testaim, Rabbi Yochanan u'damar, imratzu lezamin eimez. Bigger right, Rabbi Yochanan is one that holds that if two people want to do zimun, they can't. If two people ate together, one person could be yotze with the other person's bracha. Of course, one person could be yotze with the other person's bracha. In Hilchas brachas, shemei koina, you could always be yotze with someone's bracha. Rabbi Zeira said, "Loi mar she'in birchas hazimun b'neim." Now the chiddush is, this is an interesting vart, that when one person is being yotze, the other person. The person being yoitza is being yoitza with the other person's bracha. That's the way we see it in Lumbus, as opposed to we're benching together. If there was a heftza of Zimon, then it wouldn't be the pshat Ruvain's being yoitza with Shimon's benching. No, we're benching together. Nevarech shel chalma mishalai. Gadlu Hashem iti. That's what's happening. The point is, if one person is being yoitza with the other person, if that was Rabbi Yochanan's lashon, what does that mean? That means that it's not a zimun. Why not? There's two people. True, they're not mechuyev in zimun, but why do we say at the very least as an ena mitzvah v'aisa there should be a zimun? So the Gemara says you're right. Testayim, this is proof. Amalei Rava bar Ravuna leRavuna for Rabbanon the Asa mima Rava Amri im Ratzul lezami mizan. Meaning we started off with the Gemara a shaila machlokes hamiram Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Two people, can they do zimun or can they not do zimun? One said yeah, one said no. We didn't know who said what. We didn't know what Rav held, we know Rabbi Yochanan held. The Gemara just proved that Rabbi Yochanan holds two people cannot be mezamin, which means Rav, by process of elimination, is the one that holds that two people can be mezamin. So the Gemara says, I find this surprising, because the Rabbanon that came from Eretz Yisrael, they all said, Amratzu lezamin mezamin. Now, presumably, if the Rabbanon said this coming from Eretz Yisrael, they must have heard it from the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael. Who was the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael in the times of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? It was Rabbi Yochanan. Rav lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So my love, the Shmilu, Rabbi Yochanan, didn't they probably hear from Rabbi Yochanan, which is exactly opposite of what we just said? The Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds two can't be mezamin. Where it says, Loi, the Shmilu, who may Rav, mekami denachas the Bavel. Rav, it's true, was a Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. But Rav started off in Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And then eventually went to Bavel. Like the Gemara says in many places, Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. Didn't Davav. Rav went from Eretz Yisrael and he went to Bavel. So this is going back to before Rav went to Taklofish and Masa Mechassia, etc., etc. This is going back to Rav in Eretz Yisrael, and it could be that's who they had heard it from. Gufa, Amar Rav, Dimi Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shlosh Shachul Ka'achas, V'yatz Echem Em L'shok. If three people eat it together, one of them left. Koyrin Loi, you call the person, Mazam Nenolov, and he can participate. Even if he's not sitting at the table now. You call him, and he can answer. Amar Rabbi, Vudu Kar Levani, but only if he's close enough that he hears you. You can't call him and then just bench. He has to be close enough that he can. Amar Azvuch of Loyamar and Elva Shleisha. This is only true if three people are doing Zimun. Avu Basara. But let's say you have 10 people doing Zimun. So what's the difference between Zimun of 3, Zimun and 10? Eloikeinu. Could you say Hashem's name? Adonaisi. So there you would need the 10 people to physically be there. So this Kula, that one of the people can be mitzdara for the zimun, even if he's not physically sitting at the table, as long as he hears you, that's only good for a zimun of three, where you're not saying galikenu. But if it's a zimun of 10, where it gets upgraded, where you're going to mention Hashem's name, ad denaisa, they physically have to be the maskul of Ashi. Feit the Gemara, ander rabba, ibcha mistabra, shouldn't it be just the opposite? Makes more sense, the opposite. Why? Tisha nirakasara, shnaime nirakashloisha. It makes more sense that if you need 10 and you have 9, and the 10th one is close enough, it should be okay. Because even though you have 9, but it looks like you have 10. But if you need 3 and you only have 2, that one person, he's 33% of the people that are needed over here, it's very obvious that he's missing. So it's obvious that he's missing, then you would think it should be worse. But the Gemara says, I hear, but the Hilchas HaMakar Zutra, Mazutra is right, my time. It's not about what it looks like, it's about Tachlis. You're mentioning Hashem's name, you're saying Alekeinu, it's a Dovah Shabekdusha, you need a Sari, you need a Minyan. If you only have 9, even though there's a 10th person that's listening, but that's not enough. As it relates to 3, it's Amar Abayu Naktinon Shnaim She'ochel Ka'achas. If 2 people eat together, mitzvah lecholik. Interesting. There's a mitzvah for them to separate. So what's halacha of 2? They shouldn't bench together. In fact, mitzvah lecholik, they should each do their own thing. Tayin Amihoch Shnaim She'ochel Ka'achas. Mitzvah lecholik. Medvar Ma'amur K'shneim Soifer. This is only true if they're both Tamid Chachavim. Avalechot Soifer. The echad bor. What if one is a Talmud Chacham and the other one not so much? Soifem mevarech bor yoytze. Meaning 3 people zimun, 1 person benches. Everybody is yoytze with that person's benching in the ideal world. 2 people mitzvah lichalik. But if the 2 people, one of them knows how to bench, the other one doesn't know how to bench, then obviously they should do it together. Because let the person that knows how to bench be moytze the person that doesn't know how to bench. One more gemara. Amar Rava. Hamilsa amrita ana. The following statement I said, this Amra Mishmeder Rab Zeir, and I found out that I was Mechavin to Rab Zeir, Kavos. Shlesha Shachul Ke'echot, as 3 people eat together, Echad Mafsik L'Shnai. So you have 3 people eating, and now somebody's finished, or 2 people finished. So the question is, could you cause a person, or force a person to stop eating, so he should be mitzdarf to the Zimun or not? So Ravo said that I held, and I was mechavin to Reb Zeira, that if 3 people are eating, 1 person has to stop for 2. So if 2 people are ready to bench, then the 3rd person that's still eating, he has to stop. But 2 don't have to stop for 1. For Rapapa, Rapapa used to stop for his son, Abamari Bar Papa. Right? He stopped for his son, Iyu V'chad. Even though Rapapa was 1, Abamari was 2, the Chad, there was a 3rd person, but Rapapa stopped for the 2. So I thought you don't have to stop for 2. So the Gemara says that you really don't have to, but Shani Rapapa, the Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, the David, Rapapa went Lefnim Meshur HaSadin. What was the point in going Lefnim Meshur HaSadin? Rashi says, Lachshuve. He wanted to show his son how much he respects him. So to show the Chashivus that he has for him, that's why he did this, even though really he didn't have to. Yehuda Bar Mereimar, Umar Bar Avashi, V'Avacha Midifti, Karchi Rift. This is a real bracha story. They were sitting together, and they were breaking bread. It came time to bench. And they didn't have somebody that distinguished himself over the others. I mean, they were all chashev. And they didn't have one person that was more chashev than the others, that he should be the one that they should be mechabed with benching. They felt that it's true there's an idea of zimun, but that's only if there's somebody chashev to lead the benching. But if you don't have one person that's without a question the most chashev of the 3, then there's no idea to go ahead of bench. So they decided, oh, we don't have anybody, so let's do our own thing. So the Gemara says, Baruch Inish Lanafshe, they each bench for themselves. Also, they came to Mereimar, they told Mereimar what they did. And Mereimar said, Yedei Bracha Yitzasem, you were Yoitza, your Chi of Bracha, but Yedei Zimava Yitzasem, you were Mevatel Mitzvah Zimav. It was the wrong cheshbin. Don't think because there's not one person that's more chashev. No, you did the wrong thing. Aval Hecha, why? He said, so you're going to tell me maybe you should go ahead and do Zimun again. So he said, hey, Zimun Mafreya, it's too late. No, once you do Zimun, you can't do Zimun. Once you bench, you can't do Zimun anymore. But it's interesting that you see from this Gemara clearly that there's a Maila, there's something about the most chashev person being the one to lead the benching. Additionally, so much so that there were Amayram, Yehuda Bar Meremer, Mar Bar Avashi, Ravacha Midifti, Gedoyli Amayram, who all were of the opinion that it's Ma'akev in Zimun. That if you don't have one person that's distinguished over the others, then there's no idea of Zimun as well. And at first glance, it's Sarach Bir. Why should it be this way? The Tashbitz says, you know why? Because what's the Makar to Zimun? The Gemara brought two psukim. Gadlu Hashem Iti, Unirayim Moshma Yachtav. Who said that?
David Melch said that. David Melch said, Gadol Hashem iti. Everybody, let's together in the Rebbe Moshma Yachta.
The Gemara brought another pasuk.
Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goyda Lelekeinu. Said the Tashbitz, David HaMelech, I don't know who he was talking to when he said, Gadol Hashem iti. But whoever it was nowhere near David HaMelech. David HaMelech was, Mishich Mai Vamaylo Gavayim Mikolam. Shalom HaMelech was. But so was David, spiritually. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was greater than everybody else. So the Mekar to Mitzvah Zimon is a pasuk where one person is calling out to the Olam, Nevarech Elikeinu, Shechal Mishaloi, or Nevarech Shechal Mishaloi, and that one person is without a question greater than everybody else. Says the Tashbitz, that's the Makar, and the Amiram that held, that being that it's learned out from this Pasuk, it's Ma'akiv, half of a fellow. It's Ma'akiv. So you have to have a person like David HaMelech, who's without question the greatest one in this group. You have to have someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's without a question in this group. Stating that, it's true, it says the Gemara as a Hidur, but for sure, B'di'evet, Yidei Zimun Lo Yitzasim, he told him. It's definitely not Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Matzon Kshem Yivarech. One last line. What happens if somebody didn't eat together with the Zimun? He shows up to, he comes and he sees that the Chever, they're in the middle of doing Zimun. So what should you say? Should you say, Nevarech Shalchal, but you didn't eat? So like, what do you do? So the Gemara says, Rav Zvid said, you should say, Baruch U'mevarech. This is actually an abridged version of what you're really supposed to say. If you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Rav Zvid Amar Baruch Hu Umevayrach, says Tosfos, the third to last Tosfos on the Amud, Ubahag Pasak, that the real Nusach is Baruch Hu Umevayrach Shmoy Tamid La Oilam Vod. That was what Rav Zvid said. You should say Rapapa, Amar Rapapa said, Oina Amen. You should say Amen. The Gemara says, Veloi Pligi, Hadash Gechinu Deka Amri Nevarech. If he came when the oilam was saying Nevarech Shalchal Mishaloi, so you're not going to say Nevarech Shalchal Mishaloi because you didn't eat. What you should say is Baruchu Umevarech Shemai Tamid Oilam Vod. Meaning the people are blessing Hashem, you should also bless Hashem. Not Shalchal Mishaloi, but a more general bracha. Baruchu Umevarech Shemai Tamid Oilam Vod. If he came, Ashkechinu Deka Amri Baruch, if you came when they were saying Baruch Shalchal Mishaloi, then you should just listen to that bracha of Baruch Shalchal Mishaloi and Oina. Amen, you should say Amen, exhale. So we'll see more about the halachas of Zimun in the coming dafin. But just to end today's daf, I wanted to go back to one piece of read that we left on the table in Parakeitza Mevarchim. And that is something that really ties two Gemaras that we went through together fleetingly. I mean, we went through these Gemaras really, really fast. It's a vart from the Rogat Shavagayin, which, number one, I think will shed a little bit of light and insight into the greatness of the Rogat Shavagayin, and more specifically, the way he saw the world, which in and of itself gives insight to a whole nother dimension of the Torah. Okay, the point. So, we know that we live in a physical world. Stating that, the physical world that we live in is really a manifestation of a spiritual world. A person is made up of a guf and of a neshama. That's true for everything in the Bria. The Bria, the way we see it, is just a physical embodiment of its spiritual source. At the core of every single thing physical in the world is Einoid Movada, is spirituality. So the physical world that we live in, this is just the physicality that's at the surface of the Bria. But really, underlying the Bria is a spiritual component. Just like a person has a neshama, there's really a neshama to every chelak of the Bria. There's the physical aspect, and there's a spiritual aspect. There's a machlekes in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. A machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what did he create first? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Shamayim first, or did he create Aretz first? Beis Shammai says, Shamayim Nivra Tchila. The Pasuk says, Bereishis Bara Likim, Es HaShamayim Ves Aretz. Sounds like Shamayim was created before Aretz. Beis Hillel says, no, Aretz was Nivra Tchila. So the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, was Shamayim Nivra Tchila, or was Aretz Nivra Tchila? Said the Rogat Shavagoyim, what's at the core of the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? He said, you know what the machlekes is? The machlekes is, does physical take primacy, or does spiritual take primacy? Meaning, the world is made up of physical and spiritual. What happens if there's a little bit of a tug of war? What happens if the physical and the spiritual, as we'll see, are somewhat at odds? What's the ikkar? Is the ikkar of the Bria the physical aspect of it, or is the ikkar the spiritual? Beis Shammai held Shamayim Nivra Tchila. Shamayim represents Ruchni. Shemayim represents the spiritual. The spiritual was the Iker. And being that it's the Iker, it's Muktam because it's the Iker, it's Bereshis, Bar Elokim, and Shemayim first, Vesaris afterwards. Whereas Beis Hillel, no, Aretz Nivritchilo. Because Beis Hillel, that the Iker really is the Aretz. The Rogachov has said that with this, I'll explain to you two Gemaras. He said, number one, there's a Gemara in the Sechtes Brachis, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara said, Tanu Rabbanon, Hevil Lefneim Shem Veyayin. So in the olden days, after the meal, before benching, so they would bring out wine, and everybody would have the Koshal Yayin Shal Achra Mazin. So they take away the food, and then we start drinking again. And this has nothing to do with the Koshal Bracha Berchas Hamazin. This is just a glass of wine that every single participant in the meal, if he could handle it, got to drink. Additionally, they would bring out Shemen. Why did they bring out Shemen? So Shemen, they brought out to smell. This is the Mugmar. It smelled really good. It was a Bracha. What Bracha did he make? Rav Yehuda, Bar Shemen Arzeinu. And also they would wipe their hands with it. But the primary purpose of the Shemen was to smell it. It smelled really good. And the question was, when they brought the Yayin and the Shemen, which one are you supposed to make a bracha on first? Do you make a bracha first on the Yayin, or do you make a bracha first on the Shemen? Said the Braisa, Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Ben Shammai says, Oiches HaShemen B'yaminoi, Ves HaYayin B'smoili. You're supposed to hold the Shemen in your right hand, you're supposed to hold the Yayin in your left hand. Mevarich al HaShemen, you make a bracha on the Shemen, V'chois Mevarich al HaYayin. And then afterwards, you make a bracha on the yayin. Beis Hillel says, no, Eichas es hayayin b'yaminoi, ves Hashemen b'smoilei, you hold the wine in your right hand, and you make first the bracha on the wine, varech al hayayin, v'chayzim varech al Hashemen, and what do you do with the oil after you put it on your hand? V'tochu b'roish HaShemesh, that we know. But the point is, this is the braisa. Do you make a bracha first on the Shemen, that's what B'Shamay held, or do you make a bracha first on the yayin, that's what Beis Hillel held. And at first glance, what's the machloikis? It's very sasur. What is the beer in the machloikis? We went through this Gemara in 41 seconds, because there's nothing really to talk out. What is the machloikis? Said the Rogach of Agam, let me tell you what the machloikis is. This isn't just the machloikis. This is a machloikis that goes to the core of a worldview that underpinned Beis Shammai's way of thinking and Beis Hillel's way of thinking. Shemen, you're making a bracha on Birchas Harech. That was the bracha. It was a Birchas Harech. The Gemara said, "Minayin shemavarchan al Birchas Harech." Shenem akoyl aneshama dahaloka. Ezeu davar shaneshama nehenis mimenu vein aguf nehenu mimenu. Heva oimazeh Harech. Said the Rogach of a Goyin, wine you eat, you drink. That's a dover shahaguf nehena boy. Shemen you smell. That's a dover shahaneshoma nehena boy. That's koila neshoma tahalo kailaluka. Said, you know, Beis Shammai held you make a brach on the Shemen first. You know why? This is Beis Shammai l'shitase, that holds Shemayim nivritchila. The Iker is always the dover ruchni. It's always the spiritual. If the Iker is the spiritual, see, here you have a dover that the neshoma is going to be nana from. I have a dover that the guf is going to be nana from. Which one comes first? So first you make the brach on the Shemen. It's Beis Shammai l'shitase. It's Beis Hillel l'shitase as well. Beis Hillel holds Aretz Nivritchila. Oh, if Aretz is Nivritchila, so it comes out, what's the Iker? The Iker is the physical. The Iker is the physical pleasure. Yayin is physical pleasure. Yayin is Asul Adam Shiyahanim and Oilam Azebele Bracha. Shemin is a Dover Shanashan and Nehemis by Ve'ena Guf Nehenabai. There is no physical pleasure. Oh, if there's no physical pleasure, so come move and this is the Bracha you're going to make. But there was another Machalik's B'Shaim Beis. I mean, this can go on and on and on. That Rechus is off the charts. But these are two examples that relate very much to what we just learned. He explained another Mishnah. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Uktzin. So this is in the third parak of Mesechtes Uktzin. It's in the last parak of Shas. This is one of the very last Mishnayos in Shas. The Mishnah over there is discussing something called Ketzach. Sounds familiar? Ketzach was a certain type of plant. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Mitarin. Beis Shammai said that the Ketzach is Tahar. It's not Mekabel Tomo, Ubeisul Mitamin. Beis Hillel said that the Ketzach is Mekabel Tomo. What's this machlokes? Is Ketzach Mekabel Tomo or is it not Mekabel Tomo? Pashto Pshat, the Shaila is Ketzach an Oichel or is it not an Oichel? If it's a food, then it's Chashuv, it's Mekabel Tomo. If it's not a food, then it's nothing. Then it's not going to be Mekabel Tomo. But you need a beer. What's this machloikis b'sham v'yisul? Okay, so you have to know, right? Said the Rogach of a Goyin, you have to know, and we know. He said, I'm going to tell you the pshat. Pshat is based on the Gemara Masechtes Brachis, Daf Mem Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this, another Gemara we learned last week. Amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina. Harogol b'ketzach, if somebody eats ketzach, ain't a boli de kevle. He's not going to have any heart issues. So Reb Chama Reb Chanina said that it's very healthy to eat ketzach. For eat the Gemara, statue Meseve. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Loimer. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel said, ketzach, Echod Mishishin Samoni Hamaves. Not only is Ketzach good for you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 60 types of poison. Ketzach is one of them. That it's terrible. Not just that. V'hayoshin l'mizrach garnoi. If somebody has a pile of Ketzach and he sleeps to the east
of that pile, Domei Beroisha is Chayav Misa. Because when the western wind blows, it's going to cause the Ketzach to come to him, and he could be damaged by it. So what's going on over here? Rav Chama Rav Chanina said, Aragob a Ketzach, Enibalu de Kev Leh. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Ketzach is Echad Mishishim Samani Moves. So the Gemara said, like Kasha, Ha Berechai, Ha Betamai. To taste Ketzach is good. To smell ketzach is bad. Gemara says, what are you supposed to do? How are you going to eat it if you don't smell it? So the Gemara says, Imid Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah's mother, she had a patent. She had a way to do this. Afile rifta, she would bake bread, umedavkale, and she would put the ketzach on the bread, umekaufale, and then after she would remove it. It absorbed the taste, but being that it was removed, it didn't taste like the ketzach. Bottom line is, ketzach is unique, said the Ragach of a Goyin, in that the taste of the ketzach is wonderful, but the smell is terrible. So said the Rogoshov, that's Pshat, and this machlek is over here, Mesach Tazukzen. Ketzach, Beishamay Mitarit. Beishamay hold it's not an oichel. You know why? Because Beishamay goes based on the neshama, based on the ruchni. On the ruchni side, this is dangerous. It's Samane Maves. If you smell it, if your neshama comes in contact with the ketzach, it'll kill you. It's Echam Yishishim Samane Maves. So he said, if that's the case, Nishkan oichel. Nishkan oichel. If it's Nishkan oichel, then it's not going to be Makabal Toma. Beisil Mitamim. Beisil holds his tummy, because Beisil Lashitasai. They don't go based on. They go based on Tumah. Regardless, it's just two Gemaras that we went through last week. Again, each Gemara we went through really, really quickly. Didn't feel like there's too much raid. But the MS is the Ragach of a Goyin, Kedarkoy. By the way, if you look up the Shtiklach inside, so one of them is in Shailos Hatshuva, Safas Paneach Semenun. He says it, this is like even shorter than a beer Hagra. He lives Ayin Shum, Ayin Shum. So you have to do the work a little bit and try to decipher the codes. But the bottom line is that comes out that there's a Yesoidus thing of Machloi. Is between Meshav and Besil, Shamayim Nivrat Chila, Aretz Nivrat Chila. We, of course, pass like Besil. So we live in a world of Aretz Nivrat Chila. Very good. But the Asad Lavai, we know the Sfarim say the Halacha will be like Beshamai, because the Asad Lavai, the world is going to transform from a world of Aretz Nivrat Chila to a world of Shamayim Nivrat Chila. And we will stop here.